This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Comet Pan-STARRS C2011L4 is now at its best in the evening sky. The comet can be found about 12 degrees above the western horizon, starting 30 minutes after sunset this week. Comet Pan-STARRS is easy to see in binoculars, appearing as a star, sprouting a hazy tail that streams to the upper left. The tail tends to become most visible shortly before the comet sets, when the sky is nearly dark. So far, only the brightest half degree of the tail is visible, but the tail may appear longer as the comet moves away from the sun. You can see Comet Pan-STARRS from Wednesday to Sunday, between about 7:30 p.m. and 8 o'clock through binoculars and telescopes at Griffith Observatory this week. On Wednesday, March 13th, the crescent moon will appear 11 degrees above the comet. Charts and other information to help you find Comet Pan-STARRS appears on our special comet webpage. The waxing moon will change phase to first quarter on Tuesday the 19th and will appear waxing gibbous starting on the 20th. Jupiter in Taurus the Bull remains the brightest evening planet and is high in the western sky when darkness falls. Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at 12:45 a.m. The moon will pass less than 2 degrees south of Jupiter on Sunday the 17th. The ringed planet Saturn in Libra the Scales is visible as a bright golden object in the southeast sky after it rises at 10:20 p.m. Saturn transits 43 degrees above the southern horizon at 3:45 a.m. Early risers can see the International Space Station pass over Los Angeles on the morning of March 15th. The brilliant satellite will emerge from Earth's shadow to the upper right of Saturn at 5:46 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, while 46 degrees high in the southwest. It will be nearly overhead a minute later and will reach the northeast horizon at 5:49 a.m. Spring begins at 4:02 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Wednesday, March 20th. This is the moment that the sun appears to cross the celestial equator, moving from south to north. Spring will end with the start of summer on June 20th. Special observances of solar noon and sunset will take place on the 20th at Griffith Observatory. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes Wednesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th. Remember to arrive before 7 o'clock p.m. to see Comet Pan-STARRS. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.